Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Rocky Patel Emerald. Coming in at number 6 on Cigar Aficionado's Top 25 with a 95 rating, this box-pressed cigar offers great combustibility, a smooth draw, and delicate flavors of ground coffee, hickory, leather, and spice. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here, host of America at Night. Tune in each and every weeknight for late-night conversation. We'll have interesting guests, informative conversations from people who have been there and have done that. Plus, we always have time for you, the listener, because we love late-night conversations. Be sure to tune in every weeknight from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the next America at Night with me, McGraw-Milhaven, right here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM, your talk radio station.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Jump off those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino. As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
At Plumas Bank, we understand business because we've grown alongside you in the communities we call home. We're proud to grow in Redding and excited to welcome Anderson and Red Bluff to the Plumas Bank family. With our new locations, your business gains expanded lending powers, more convenient locations, and more than 40 years of trusted community banking experience. Plumas Bank, building stronger communities. Learn more at plumasbank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Of track built, I don't even know if it's that much. And then when he's espousing how great this light rail project is, he's giving his little press conference in front of a bunch of freight train cars. Yeah. Nobody called him out on it. AOC goes, oh, by the way, and the wealth tax in California, which of course is causing billionaires to flee the state. Where's Elon Musk live? Where's Tesla headquarters? Where's SpaceX headquarters? Yeah, not California anymore. But they go over, AOC goes over, and they all badmouth Trump. When Rubio got on his flight to go to the Munich conference on Thursday night, he really did try to reassure Europeans that they weren't going to be berated by the United States. We'll be good, he said. And I think he kept his word when he addressed the Munich Security Conference yesterday morning. He kicked off his speech by harking back to 1963. That's the first year that Munich held this conference. And I thought this line was great. The line between communism and freedom ran through the very heart of Germany. It's 1963. Soviet communism was on the march, and thousands of years of Western civilization hung in the balance. Triumphing over communism had allowed the West to be seduced by the, quote, dangerous delusion that we had entered the end of history. And Rubio, I think, very poignantly pointed out that the leaders of Western civilization had made mistakes allowing free trade to flourish globally because they had appeased a climate cult. And then they had invested in massive welfare states, all at the expense of national defense. And mass migration featured heavily in his speech. The West, he said, had opened its doors to unprecedented waves of mass migration that threatens the cohesion of our societies, the continuity of our culture, and the future of our people. And that was a theme that Rubio returned to throughout the entire address. He said that the term rules-based global ordered, which gets bandied about during these conferences, was overused. I don't think it's an understatement to say that everything at the Munich Security Conference was building up to the United States Secretary of State's speech. Everyone had spoken in the last couple of days. The key driver of this nervous anticipation was the speech that Rubio's colleague, Vice President Vance, gave at last year's summit, when he declared that the biggest threat to Europe was not Russia or China, but from within. I didn't have a problem with that speech. It was in your face. It was truthful. And it was hard for the Europeans to deal with. So Vance used his adversarial speech, which it was, to denounce mistakes on migration, the economy, defense, and climate. Rubio, playing the good cop, took a more communal approach. He said that we made these mistakes together, and now together we owe it to our people to face those facts and to move forward. This was classic good cop, bad cop. He jumped through phases of American history in the speech, paying tribute to our European heritage. From the first colonies founded by the English settlers to the Scot-Irish prisoners or pioneers of the American frontier. He said our most iconic city was named New Amsterdam before it was named New York. He repeatedly referenced America and Europe's shared Christian culture. So I think this was a speech designed to hammer home the message that the United States and Europe are really two parts, two distinct parts of the same civilization, Western civilization. And then he tackled the elephant in the room. He referred to Vance's speech last year and the wrecking ball outbursts of Trump over the past year. This is why we Americans may sometimes come off as a little direct and probably a little urgent in our counsel. But, he said, that's because we care deeply. Then he offered an olive branch, of sorts, to the European nations who took umbrage last month when Trump said that allied nations stayed a little back, a little off the front lines, while fighting in Afghanistan along the U.S. I do think that was probably a little off. But it's one of those things that Trump sometimes says that you can't take back. But Rubio said, we have bled and died side by side on battlefields from Kapyong to Kandahar. That probably went down well with NATO. But while Rubio's delivery may have been softer, and while it may have been more diplomatic, his message is really exactly the same as J.D. Vance's. Because Rubio said, We are prepared, if necessary, to do this alone. But it is our preference and our hope to this, to do this together with you, our friends here in Europe. So being, quote, polite caretaker of Western civilization's managed decline is something that America has no interest in being. At least he recognized that there was the decline and that we are the caretakers and that we ought to do something about it. With his speech, he walked a real tightrope between maintaining civility with the already kind of mistrustful Europeans and with Trump listening in back in Washington, and he delivered key messages. What were they? You need to hear them. I'll be right back.
President Trump said, "I like Newsmax. You like it too." It's true. Millions of Americans agree with President Trump, and they're switching to Newsmax for the news they can trust. They're watching great shows with Greta, Carl Higbee, Rob Schmidt, Finnerty, and more. If you're tired of big media, start watching Newsmax. It's free to start. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com for immediate access. Get all of President Trump's most important events live. Imagine watching Mike Huckabee's Israel special, our Melania documentary, Clint Eastwood, Charlie Kirk specials, even the movie Jesus of Nazareth by Franco Zeffirelli. Once you start Newsmax Plus, you won't stop. So try it for free. Go to NewsmaxPlus.com, then download the app. It's easy. So make the switch to Newsmax Plus today.
back from Weekend with Michael Brown. So glad to have you joining the program today. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast, whatever podcast app you use. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review. That helps us with the algorithm. And then that will automatically download for you all 5 days of the weekday program that I do, plus the weekend program. So you get all 6 days of Michael Brown, which is, I know, not quite enough, but, you know, I'd like to take at least one day off. So we're talking about Marco Rubio and the speech at the Munich Security Conference. Why is this important? Because regardless of whether we like the elitists or not, whether we think that Europe has shot itself in the foot in terms of mass migration, which I believe that it has, or in terms of their climate policies, they're starting to roll back some of those. Nonetheless, Europe needs us and we need Europe. And if we don't maintain some semblance of relationships with them, the demise of Europe is one of the cornerstones of Western civilization. And we can't always hide in a globalized universe now where the world is just, where you can be anywhere in the world in hours as opposed to days or weeks, where communications are instantaneous, where commerce is globalized, where everything, whatever happens somewhere else in the world, inevitably affects us. And Trump's trying to reorder all of that and make certain that all of our allies share in the burden of keeping the march of authoritarianism, Marxism, communism, socialism at bay, which is hard to do when most of Europe really has turned into a socialist crap hole continent. So Rubio's there to deliver a speech to remind them that for us Americans, our home may be in the Western Hemisphere, but we will always be a child of Europe. Now, that might have been intended to create affinity with some European politicians in the audience, but whether they will swallow, albeit sweeter, a dose of MAGA medicine is another question altogether. He did get a standing ovation at the end of the speech. And he did admit, or tell them directly, that Europe is destroying their true Christian identity and their civilization, two separate things, intertwined but separate, with mass migration. He was very clear about that. And I'm not getting the audio. Let's see why we can't get the audio. Well, can't get the audio to play. He says, we cannot continue to allow those who blatantly and openly threaten our citizens and endanger global stability to shield themselves behind abstractions of international law, which they themselves routinely violate. They do routinely violate it. So while Gavin Newsom and AOC and a parade of other pissants of the seditious Democrat Party actually slam and demean America at the conference, Rubio delivered a 21-minute speech that left the European crowd standing and applauding. Now, emphasizing that this country and the Trump administration want to maintain strong alliances and trading relations with Europe, he pointedly told the attendees that that can only happen if Europeans abandon their mass migration mania and if they move to protect and preserve the continent's native cultures. Now, here's just a clip. I'd like to post it. I'd like to play the entire speech. But here's the gist, which is worth hearing.
Well, the West had been expanding. Its missionaries, its pilgrims, its soldiers, its explorers pouring out from its shores to cross oceans, settle new continents, build vast empires extending out across the globe. But in 1945, for the first time since the age of Columbus, it was contracting. Europe was in ruins. Half of it lived behind an iron curtain, and the rest looked like it would soon follow. the great Western empires that entered into terminal decline, accelerated by godless communist revolutions and by anti-colonial uprisings that would transform the world and drape the red hammer and sickle across vast swaths of the map in the years to come. Against that backdrop, then, as now, many came to believe that the West's age of dominance had come to an end, and that our future was destined to be a faint and feeble echo of our past. But together, our predecessors recognized that decline was a choice, and it was a choice they refused to make. This is what we did together once before, and this is what President Trump and the United States want to do again now, together with you. And this is why we do not want our allies to be weak, because that makes us weaker. We want allies who can defend themselves so that no adversary will ever be tempted to test our collective strength. This is why we do not want our allies to be shackled by guilt and shame. We want allies who are proud of their culture and of their heritage, who understand that we are heirs to the same great and noble civilization, and who together with us are willing and able to defend it. And this is why we do not want allies to rationalize the broken status quo rather than reckon with what is necessary to fix it. For we in America have no interest in being polite and orderly caretakers of the West's managed decline. We do not seek to separate, but to revitalize an old friendship and renew the greatest civilization in human history. What we want is a reinvigorated alliance that recognizes that what has ailed our societies is not just a set of bad policies, but a malaise of hopelessness and complacency. The alliance that we want is one that is not paralyzed into inaction by fear. Fear of climate change, fear of war, fear of technology. Instead, we want an alliance that boldly races into the future. And the only fear we have is the fear of the shame of not leaving our nations prouder, stronger, and wealthier for our children. An alliance ready to defend our people, to safeguard our interests, and to preserve the freedom of action that allows us to shape our own destiny. Not one that exists to operate a global welfare state and atone for the purported sins of past generations. An alliance that does not allow its power to be outsourced, constrained, or subordinated to systems beyond its control. One that does not depend on others for the critical necessities of its national life. And one that does not maintain the polite pretense that our way of life is just one among many.
That our way of life is not just one of many among many, but is the best, is the exceptional way of life. Kudos to the secretary. Telling it like it is. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return.
But I haven't.
One in four tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
One in four was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. After my husband died, the last thing I wanted to think about was money. Ethos made it affordable to get life insurance. Signing up was fast and 100% online. I knew that I could pay our mortgage and have food in the fridge. I could focus on my kids. No one ever tells you how much you're going to depend on that policy. I am so grateful we had coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
So what trends do you anticipate will shape the real estate market in 2026 based on what you've seen in late 2025? And how should buyers and sellers adjust their strategies accordingly?
Well, that's an excellent question, Sean. And I think what most experts are saying right now is that the first half of this year will probably be very similar to last year in terms of sales volume and performance. The difference and the separation might be in the second half of the year, where we might see sales volumes actually increasing over last year as lower interest rates and perhaps some momentum in the economy starts to kick in. And if you want to check the value of your home instantly, just go to readinghomes.com. It's right there on the front page for you.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
3103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Keyword is Mike or Michael. Go follow me on X, Facebook, Instagram. They're all at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. Loving or hating, I think that Elon Musk truly is a visionary. And he's a visionary because he has a habit of taking an issue, a business, an industry, whatever it is, And he reframes that by shifting the underlying question and by challenging the premises. For example, with rockets, he asks simply, why do launch costs so much? And do they have to remain high? He asks about electric vehicles, whether performance and sustainability have to be traded off. Now, this is a fascinating time to be alive. He appears to be asking something even more ambitious, whether Earth orbit should be treated not merely as a layer of communications or even as a staging ground for Mars, but instead should our orbit be treated as the next extension of global computing infrastructure. Go back to November 2nd last year on X. He floated the idea of deploying about 100 gigawatts per year of orbital power or computing capability within the next 4 to 5 years, with a longer horizon view of 100 terawatts per year tied to lunar moon manufacturing and mass drivers. Now, I don't know, if you take it seriously, that's not some sort of side project. That's a pivot. That's a straightforward pivot. It seems contradictory, but it's like, boom, we keep thinking this way. What if we thought this way? And his thesis is pretty straightforward. All the data centers that everybody's all concerned about now with water, power consumption, the amount of land it takes, and everything else, if data centers are limited by land, power, cooling, and politics, orbit is limited by power, cooling, and launch mass. The first set of constraints is increasingly binding, the power, the cooling, the launch mass. Land, power, cooling, and of course the politics. But the second set is easily tractable. If Starship lowered the cost of delivered kilogram to orbit, and a silicon becomes more efficient per watt and per kilogram, then space ceases to be this exotic niche and becomes a competitive computing layer. Now, you might object that the orbit is hostile. There's vacuum, radiation, eclipse cycles. True, but terrestrial computing is hardly frictionless itself. In both this country and in Europe, new hyperscale data centers face zoning fights, water use restrictions, grid interconnection queues, how quickly can we get connected to the grid, and of course political opposition. So artificial intelligence clusters now draw hundreds of megawatts, sometimes more than small cities do. Grid congestion, all the permitting delays, all those regulatory burdens we talked about in the last hour, add years to development. So in that frame of reference, orbit is no longer hostile, it's just different. So the governing constraint for orbital computing can be put pretty simply. Every platform must satisfy three coupled variables. Power generation, the rejection of heat that creates, and computing density. You push one corner without the others, and, of course, your progress begins to stall. A processor, a computer processor, can't run without power, and power can't be used if the waste heat can't be radiated away. Just look at the MacBook Pro in front of me. What's in there? Well, the battery is generating, as I use it today, it's generating heat. And there are little, you know, small fans in there, and I've got, you know, little slots on the back side everywhere around the computer to dissipate that heat so it doesn't destroy all the innards of the computer. So power can't be used if the weight heat can't be radiated off this MacBook Pro. Mass devoted to solar arrays and radiators cannot simultaneously be devoted to chips. This triangle is not some sort of rhetorical flourish. It is the actual design space in which Musk wants to operate. Think about an analogy. Imagine a sculptor holding a block of marble. If the sculptor carves too deeply in one place, that marble, that structure is going to collapse. So too with orbital compute. If one increases compute per kilogram but fails to increase solar-specific power, those chips are going to starve. But if one increases the solar area but fails to lighten radiators, heat will then accumulate. It throttles the performance. The system's always demanding there be a balance. I find all that fascinating because modeling suggests that today-like rigid solar arrays at roughly 0.8 kilowatts per kilogram would require on the order of 1,200 Starship launches per year to add 100 gigawatts per year of usable orbital computing. To me, that sounds enormous, and I think it is enormous. But even that figure should be contextualized. SpaceX itself already is aiming for a cadence almost like an airline. And if Starship were ever to become fully reusable and then can fly multiple times per week per vehicle, then the math shifts from fantasy to operations. I think even more interesting is what happens when the subsystems improve altogether. Flexible or thin film solar pushing toward 1.7 kilowatts per kilogram combined with better radiators could reduce the annual launch burden to, what, 550 or 600 flights? Frontier designs, ultralight PV near 2.3 kilowatts per kilogram, high temperature radiators near 2.2 kilowatts per kilogram, and lower structural overhead. You can then approach 350 to 400 launches per year for the exact same 100 gigawatt increment. The lesson is not that any one number is sacred. The lesson is that mass efficiency compounds. Interest rates, interest compounds. Mass efficiency compounds. So why do the chips matter the most? Because compute per kilogram is what's called a swing factor. If you double sustained compute efficiency per kilogram, then the required launch mass probably roughly halves, provided that the power and the thermal can keep pace. Historically, the performance of a GPU performance per watt has improved around 25% per year. Musk's target would require something steeper, perhaps about 50% in effective compute density. That's pretty ambitious. But it is also precisely why vertical integration into Tesla-designed AI silicon is strategically coherent in his brain. General-purpose GPUs optimize for flexibility, but a purpose-built orbital accelerator could optimize for sustained throughput under tight power and radiative cooling constraints. Now, I wondered whether cooling in vacuum is the showstopper. I'm not sure that it is. In vacuum, there's no convection. The heat must be radiated. Radiated power scales with area and the fourth power of temperature. Raise operating temperature modestly, required area falls significantly. So in the Starlink class scaling, solar area tends to dominate total footprint as the power rises. Radiator mass uncertainty is driven less by physics than by construction class. Kilogram per square meter, materials, deployment mechanics. The question is not, can it be cooled? The question is, at what mass and at what cost? And then orbit choice adds another layer. On Earth, a solar panel produces intermittently. Why? Well, because we know we got night, we got clouds, we got seasons, we got rainstorms, snowstorms. But in certain orbits, sunlight is nearly continuous. Low Earth orbit, standard sun synchronous orbits, could deliver about 6 times Earth's average solar yield because what? They avoid the atmosphere and they avoid most, if not all, nighttime. Medium Earth orbit, higher circular regimes, probably 7-8 times sunlight. But then you have a radiation tax from the Van Allen belts. Shielding adds mass. Degradation accelerates. Thus, orbit is not a binary choice but a trade space. Low orbit offers latency and easier servicing but less continuous sun. There's also a constraint that few discuss, which is orbital real estate. Dawn to dusk, SSO is energetically attractive, but geometrically narrow. You can saturate that corridor with large power platforms, multi-terawatt infrastructure, if it ever does materialize, must migrate outward to higher regimes where spatial capacity is effectively unconstrained. That outward migration pairs naturally with long-term lunar manufacturing thesis. At least that's what I've discerned from reading and studying what he's been saying on X about moving this stuff into Earth's orbit and doing the manufacturing on the moon. Now, if he's able to take SpaceX and move that into an airline model where you've got regularly scheduled takeoffs and returns, you could start moving all sorts of materials back and forth and start building. Now, maybe the moon is second tier advancement, but Earth's orbit might be the first tier advancement. And once you start doing that, it seems that, well, while the economics, at least to me, remain uncertain, the direction is clear. Can he do it? I don't know. But do I want to watch him try? Absolutely. Because then, literally, sky is no limit. I'll be right back.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Hi, this is Carrie Grell. From the heart behind Organic Pilates, I want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created for intentional living. We offer apparel, wellness, and everyday pieces designed to support how you move and how you live. Harmony, where movement meets intention. We're located at 1264 California Street. We're in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to welcome you in.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Colonel Danny Gilman, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Experience a wintry mix with the Shasta College Symphony Orchestra Saturday, February 28th at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Enjoy music from Verdi and Beethoven and more, plus a melody from My Fair Lady featuring the outstanding winners of the Emerging Artist Solo and Area Competition. This special concert is sponsored in part by Vituity Anesthesia Reading. Tickets and information can be found online at shastacollege.edu/events.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. As usual, I'll take just a moment to thank everybody for tuning in. I appreciate you taking a portion of your weekend and listening to the program, whether you're listening live, delayed, or on the podcast. Be sure and tell all your friends about it, but I want you to know how much I appreciate all of you listening. All the affiliates out there for carrying the program, thanks. I was curious what the reaction would be to that last segment. It took me forever to put that stupid thing together. But the reason I did is because I'm fascinated by the possibility. I don't fully understand or grasp all of the possibilities. I just know that in my lifetime, here is an Einstein-like figure who is willing to take these crazy-ass ideas and try to put them into practical terms. Gubit number 3696 wrote, "Has anybody thought about what happens when we have the Earth completely surrounded in different layers of satellites that can no longer be penetrated by rockets to Mars?" I'm sure they're all thinking about that. My response was, but maybe Mars becomes the secondary objective. Because based on current technology, it takes years to get to Mars. Whereas we can be in, or to the moon, in days. Obviously dissimilar atmospheres, but closer. And if you can array the satellites and the AI data centers and everything else, and they're all synchronous and you know where they are, it's like any other sort of flight pattern that you have around, say, the Northeast Corridor with LaGuardia and Kennedy and Newark, or L.A. and Burbank and San Diego and San Francisco, all along the West Coast. I think instead it's the idea of thinking of the possibilities. And that's what fascinates me, because we get so mired down. I'm going to get to some topics in just a minute. But we get so mired down in the minutiae of the day-to-day politics that every once in a while we need to look over here and realize that somebody like Elon Musk is doing what maybe Steve Jobs and Wozniak and the others did, or that Hewlett and Packard did, or anybody else, or for that matter, Henry Ford did, that are thinking beyond what we tend to think about on day-to-day experiences. I don't fully comprehend it. It took me forever to try to synthesize that. But what I do know is I get excited when I think about, oh, Jiminy Christmas, seriously. As you and I age, every single day, we age, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And our bodies get older and older and older. But what we don't realize is that to our left and to our right, and I don't mean that politically, but all around us, technology and ideas, whether they be, scientific ideas or medical ideas or whatever, are just roaring past us, as if there are express lanes on both of us that are just no speed limit, and they're moving straight ahead. And every once in a while, we need to think about that. That when we get to be in our 70s, 80s, or 90s, we may be able to actually live beyond that, or other things may have advanced so rapidly that we now suddenly do have sources of cheap, reliable, unending energy. And how will that in and of itself transform the entire world? We sometimes get mired down in day-to-day minutia. How many people, for example, I'm never going to get to the things I wanted to get to this segment. How many people think about what Musk, for that matter, Bezos, or anybody else is doing that is trying to advance civilization, advance technology, while they're mired down, waking up every morning, checking their phones, their laptops, turning on their TVs to see what's happening in Pima County, Arizona? Now, I feel sorry for the Guthrie family. Yes, I'm going to mention it. I feel sorry for the Guthrie family, and I hope something, you know, I hope it's resolved one way or another for them sooner rather than later, so they don't have to suffer through this, you know, unknowing, which is the worst thing to deal with, is not knowing something. But wow. Too many, and not just in the United States, it's all over the world, get mired down in what the cabal is feeding you as a soap opera because it's got violence. I think it's missing sex, but it's got violence. It's got mystery. It's got law enforcement agencies fighting among each other. You've got everybody fighting for ratings. You got TMZ involved. So you got the Hollywood and the gossip aspect of it. And everybody wakes up. Oh my gosh. What's the latest? What's the latest? Meantime, all this other stuff that's non-political, non-culture, but is scientific, is technological-based, is zooming right past us. And occasionally, I think it's worth the time to stop and just think about what is it that's going on around us. It's good. You know, it's an exercise for your brain. It's like trying to put off dementia or Alzheimer's or anything else by stretching yourself. And thinking about, wow, it may seem impractical, but what about the possibilities? Your POV determines on, you know, are you going to look at it negatively or look at it, oh, it may be possible. We have to overcome some obstacles, but it is possible. Yes, cheap, limitless, dispatchable energy. The key to dominating near space or anything anywhere. 1713. You're exactly right. Everybody have a great weekend. Happy Valentine's Day.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
It's tax season, and at LifeLock, we know you're tired of numbers. But here's a big one you need to hear. Billions. That's the amount of money and refunds the IRS has flagged for possible identity fraud. Now here's another big number. 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it guaranteed. One last big number. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com for the threats you can't control. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.